Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, houses were set on fire, windows smashed as violence broke out at a protest in Ballymena in County Antrim last night. The PSNI have appealed for calm. The unrest came after a sitting of Coleraine Magistrates Court in which two teenage boys were charged with sexually assaulting a teenage girl in the town. Let's get the latest on this now. We're joined by Belfast reporter Amanda Ferguson. So Amanda, I mentioned there was a court sitting involving two teenage boys. That court sitting is subject to strict reporting restrictions, but there was a mention of an interpreter. That detail then was amplified, wasn't it, on social media?
Yes, that's right. And a number of online accounts were sort of spreading information about it online too. So essentially what happened was last night some masked youths and others in Ballymena were involved in significant street disorder. Windows were smashed. There were reports of arson at properties and also damage to a police vehicle. And I've just in the last few minutes received an update that a total of 15 PSNI officers were injured in the violence, including some who required hospital treatment. So this came after a protest in the town following that, a court appearance of two boys who required an interpreter in court. They are facing charges of attempted rape, which their solicitor has said that they will be denying. So following the court appearance, there was a sort of street vigil protest which descended later in the evening into street disorder, public disorder and violence, where missiles were thrown towards police, damage to a number of properties, and the police have called for calm and for people to act responsibly. And there has been a lot of political reaction as well, not least from the North Antrim MP Jim Allister of the TUV, who described any violence as unwarranted and unwanted. And he said the apparent overlap with immigration tensions, as he described it, is an added dimension of concern. And we've also heard from the DUP MLA Paul Frew and what he described as legitimate concerns about immigration. He said they must be heard and that any violence obscures that message.
Is it thought, Amanda, that there were very many people who came to Ballymena last night who were not from the town?
Well, Jim Allister suggested that that was information that he had received, that people that didn't have Ballymena accents were observed as being in the area later in the evening. Suggestion that some of those who were involved in the violence may have travelled to Ballymena after what they read online and on social media. And we know that the various accounts such as Stephen Yaxley Lennon, otherwise known as Tommy Robinson, had posted about what happened in Ballymena as well. So I think the police, there'll be an increased police presence in the area. We're expecting another update from the PSNI this afternoon, but the police and political reps are calling for calm and a focus on justice and the judicial process rather than mob rule.
Yeah, but there'd be considerable nervousness now ahead of, particularly going into this evening, right?
Yes, you know, but I think we're going to see obviously an increased police presence in that Ballymena area and so on. There's nothing to say that there will be more violence this evening, but I guess at this point it can't be something that's ruled out. Police are asking people to remain calm, and political leaders are making themselves visible in the area. Obviously last night motorists and pedestrians were advised to avoid the area until further notice, but hopefully there isn't a repeat of the disorder.
Amanda, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on that one. That's the violence and riots in Ballymena.